FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
AmaZulu King Mrs. Zuluka Swelitini has called on local government to intervene to save Itala. The king broke his silence yesterday, addressing concerns over an attempt by the Prudential Authority to have the entity provisionally liqualified. Newswatch's Qelo Musa Zulu reports.
Itala has some 257,000 depositors in KZN, most of whom are rural women. The king has tasked KZN Kokta to lead a delegation of royal family members and amakhosi to support the provincial government in its bid to protect Itala. Due to the suspension of transactions at the bank, amakhosi are also unable to access 34 million rands held in traditional levies trust account. The legal battle was supposed to take center stage in the Pietermaritzburg High Court this week, but was postponed to March. Qelo Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Premier Tami Ntuli's raised concerns over what he's described as a resurgence of a culture of mob justice. He's warned of a spike in lawlessness if steps aren't taken to address the problem. During a meeting with community safety groups in Phoenix and Umlazi yesterday, Ntuli called for more partnerships among stakeholders to fight crime. 12 suspects were arrested last month for the killing of 5 people believed to be criminals in Inanda. The Phoenix Policing Forum's pushing for greater recognition of community policing forums by the SAPS and Metro Police. Here's the group's SA Gandan.
One of the challenges we have is that SAPS or Metro don't recognize CPF on the street. Some of them are supporting us, some of them don't. So one of the challenges is that we need their support. We need that partnership. You know, we want to work together to better the community, to better the structures and ideas of training, you know, workshop and engaging with them. So whatever they're learning, they need to pass on to us.
Talks on a second phase to the Gaza ceasefire are set to begin in Washington tomorrow. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed the news hours after the 4th hostage-prisoner exchange of the truce. Netanyahu will also meet with President Donald Trump when he arrives in the U.S. Trump's putting pressure on Netanyahu to continue a ceasefire deal that's been agreed with Hamas. The second phase is expected to cover the release of the remaining captives and to include discussions on a more permanent end to the war, something several members of Netanyahu's government oppose. A recap of our lead story, AmaZulu King Mrs. Zuluka Swelitini has called on local government to intervene to save Itala. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.